Hey brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333. Welcome back to my channel, and thank you so much for coming once again to hear what the Lord has given me through words, dreams, messages, and warnings. And today I do have a message that the Lord gave me on December 1st, 2023. While I was spending time with Him, I heard this. The first thing I heard was, prepare the bride. Prepare the bride. And then the Lord started giving me a list on how we are to get prepared for His soon return. You know, it says in Revelation 19 that the bride makes herself ready. It is up to us to get ready for His return. And there are things that we need to be doing. It also says in Revelation 19 that the bride was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. So we need to have garments on that are bright and clean and do not have any wrinkles or spots or blemishes on them. And this garment stands for our righteous acts, so that we are not walking in sin, but we are instead walking in His righteousness. And we need to have that garment in order to get into the marriage supper of the Lamb, because the verse right after this says this, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So this is a requirement to have these fine, clean linen, bright linens on. Now, how do we do this? Well, first we need to understand that we do not want to be like the five unwise virgins. The five unwise virgins were locked out of the wedding and the supper of the Lamb because they were not ready. And even though they banged on the door to be let in, it was too late. They did not have what I would call the oil of readiness, like the five wise virgins. This is what we are called to be. This is what the Lord's calling us to be wise, to be ready for His coming, to have the oil of readiness and be prepared. And then we will be allowed in to the wedding supper of the Lamb. We must also remember, though it is by grace that we are saved and not by our own works, we are still responsible to get ready. We are as His disciples. As Christ's disciples, we are to learn how to live the crucified life as He did. This requires what they call a conscious effort to not walk in the flesh, a conscious effort to walk instead in the Spirit. And this can only be done through the renewing of our minds with the help of the Holy Spirit. We can renew our minds. How do we renew our minds? Well, we can do it by spending time in the Word. I read the Word in the morning and at night, and I also study it if I have time during the day. And we can also renew our minds by rejecting what's going on around us in the world. Rejecting the evil, rejecting the wickedness, and all the things that come with that. And we do that by thinking about good things, pure things, lovely, virtuous, praiseworthy, like it says in Philippians 4:8. We are to be putting our minds on the things above and not on the things of the flesh and not of the things of the world. We are to keep our minds focused on the Lord. That's how we renew our mind. And it takes effort. This is something you have to practice. This is the more you do it, the easier it becomes, like anything else. You just have to ask the Holy Spirit daily to help you and to help you to remember these things. And you start doing it, the more and more you do it, the more and more it starts coming naturally. It also says in Ephesians 4:22 to 24 that we are to put on the new man. And the new man was created in true holiness and righteousness. So this means that we need to be also learning and growing in holiness. And what is holiness? Holiness means to separate ourselves from all unrighteousness, all sin, and all wickedness. We are to separate ourselves. We are to be separate from the world. And that is how we can walk in holiness. And like I said, this is a journey, and this takes practice. But we have to be doing this now as we get prepared for the Lord's coming. We need to be walking and humbling ourselves and consecrating ourselves to the Lord and asking the Holy Spirit to help us be pure. Now, the Lord calls us to have pure hearts and clean hands. Our hearts can be pure before the Lord. Does that mean we're perfect? No. Because we have this body of flesh, we cannot be completely pure. But our hearts before the Lord can be pure. The Lord knows our hearts. We can't fool Him. He knows if we have a heart devoted to Him. And so if there is any impurity in your heart, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you and ask Him to help you have a pure heart before the Lord. Now let me go ahead and read to you the list of the things that the Lord gave me in this message concerning how to get ready. I heard this. I heard spend quality time with me in worship, praise, and prayer. Be long-suffering and forgive others. Walk in joy. Help others in times of need. Fast. Crucify the flesh. Walk in obedience. Lead people to me. Renew your mind. And then that was all I heard for that day on December 1st. But then the next day, the Lord started showing me some more things as I was spending time with Him. And so I took up a pen and started writing down some more things. And here's what I heard. Start walking in His commandments. Do not take offense. Do not backstab. Do not backbite or gossip. Receive His gifts of the Spirit and use them. Love one another. Bring unity to the body and not division. Bring peace wherever you go. Keep yourself clean by the renewing of your mind through the Word. Excuse me. Walk in repentance. Offer your body as a living sacrifice. Let the Word dwell within you. And that means, brothers and sisters, that you need to memorize the Word. If it's going to dwell within you, you need to learn to memorize the Bible and verses in the Bible. Excuse me again. Discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Understand what the will of the Lord is. And that was the end of that list that the Lord gave me the next day. Now, as I was preparing for this video, and the Lord reminded me of a couple other times that He has shown me things to do to get ready, and I looked on my blog, and there was another message about preparing for the bride. And so I got this in 2020, and I'm going to go ahead and reread this to you because it's very similar to what the Lord just gave me, the list He just gave me a couple days ago. So I'm going to end with this short message. So please hang in there and listen to the end. Here's what I heard back in 2020. I heard, prepare your hearts to be my bride. Are you studying my Word? Are you looking into its pages and applying it to your life? Are you allowing it to transform your very being? This is how the transformation of the bride will happen, through the washing of my Word. I will sanctify you. I will make you holy as I am holy. Follow its decrees and words, and you will find the peace and safety that you long for. Do not depend on man, but depend on me for all things. Do not run to others for advice or consultation before coming to me. Cultivate that kind of relationship, and let me be your best friend as well as your betrothed. If you put others before me, you are then walking on the wide path. Run from that path and find the narrow one that leads to me and not to destruction. Wash your garments in the blood of my sacrifice and through the confession of sin, as well as turning from your wicked ways. Seek peace and holiness with all that you do, and do it with all of your might. Do not look around and get pulled in by the cares of this dying world. Instead, keep your eyes focused above where I am. Look to me, and you will be radiant with the glow of my Holy Spirit. Keep your tongue from speaking falsehoods, lies, slander, or gossip. Use it only to bring blessing and change. Speak into existence things that are not by proclaiming and declaring. Most of all, put on the garment of love that covers a multitude of sins. As I pour out my heart to you, let it be like flowing, living waters unto others. get ready for my supper of the Lamb, and pray to be counted worthy to attend. Keep your oil lamp filled, and do not go to sleep in complacency. I come for a ready bride that has prepared herself. Do not be left behind. Your gracious King and Bridegroom, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful message that he gave me on that day. So, brothers and sisters, I am so thankful to be able to share this with you. I do have a transcript of this in my blog, and the link is down below, along with corresponding scriptures. I have 8 corresponding scriptures to the message that I just read to you. I'm not going to read them here, but you can go check them out yourself if the Lord so leads you. Thanks again for coming. Stay blessed.